Time now for another lesson in McLean County Ag History. And for that, we're joined by Don Meyer. He's a broker and auctioneer for Lee Realty in Bloomington. And here at WJBC at the Ag Hour, he's our resident historian. Hello, Don.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Obviously, we talk about the McLean County Farm Bureau often on the program. They provide guests and topics. But today, you're going to tell us about how the McLean County Farm Bureau got started.
Exactly. And it was interesting, just a few years ago, 3 years ago, they had celebrated their centennial year, and they actually involved me in helping to look up and write up about their history. So I thought I'd share a few notes today with your audience.
By all means, let's hear about it.
1914 was the year they started. Actually, April of 1914 was the founding time for McLean County Farm Bureau. If we back up a few years before that, obviously we had settled all of McLean County. We had pretty much all the farms had been drained with tile drainage. We've talked about that before as well. And we have a lot of folks that had arrived in McLean County and were beginning to farm. Our farm numbers actually peaked during the 1890 to 1900 time period. That decade was our peak number of farmers. So farmers were looking to get more in the information age. Of course, if you go back to 1860s, we had the USDA established by Abe Lincoln during the Civil War. We had the establishment of the land-grant universities, and the University of Illinois was designated as our land-grant. So research had been going on for probably close to 50 years, but there was not really a good connection to farmers. So the university's solution to that had been what they called farmer institutes. And essentially during the winter months, the professors would pack up their information and they would hop on a train. Now, that was obviously the travel of the time. And they would spend a 10 or 20 year period just dropping off at various locations like Bloomington. And they'd spend the day or perhaps 2 days here in Bloomington sharing the latest research information. But then in between, there was no contact with the university. So the movement for direct contact, day-to-day contact, obviously we had no internet, we had no real phone systems, no real good highways. So the idea was we want to have someone from the university with trained research in our county. And so that was the movement that began all of the farm bureaus across Illinois.
And we still have that today. You can go to any small town, or even the case of McLean County, a larger area, and there's a representative there that provides you with resources and information if you need it.
That is correct. And the idea was that the county agent would live in the county and be there on hand to supply information to farmers. And McLean County wasn't the first, but it was one of the first. Actually, DeKalb County, I believe, was the first county to actually form a group. The university said you've got to have 300 farmers who will agree to pay 3 years of pledge of dues. I believe it was $10 a year for 3 years. They had to raise $3,000. And if that happened, then the university would send a trained county agent, as they were called back in those days, send a county agent out to the county if they had those 300 farmers. And so it was in 1914 that McLean County got their group together. A gentleman by the name of Lyle Guy Johnstone, he was one of the instrumental folks. Actually, I think it was the Bloomington Commercial Club, which is probably the predecessor of the Chamber of Commerce, asked Lyle to kind of to chair this activity. They saw the need for this as they saw agriculture's role here in this area. Additionally, the Farmer Institutes also had a planning committee, and a gentleman by the name of Claytor Mays was the chairman of the Farmer Institutes. And so those two guys were really the key players, if you will, to bring together and go out door to door, essentially, and sign up farmers who were willing to pledge this $10 dues for a three-year period. And that's when it got started. The DeKalb organization was initially called the DeKalb Soil Improvement Association. The McLean County group was actually called the Better Farming Association. And it wasn't until all the counties, or many of the counties, had an organized group that they banded together and actually changed their names and became affiliated with what we now know as the Illinois Farm Bureau. And so the counties then changed their names to be in line with the Farm Bureau statewide. And that's when I think it was about 1919 when that occurred, when the Farm Bureaus began to pop up and use that name throughout the Illinois area. From that first group, we had just a ton of organizations that got formed. And it was exciting from that point forward. A lot of things began to change.
How were the county representatives trained or selected for your particular area?
the university would actually, they were sending students, graduates of their programs. In fact, our first farm advisor was a gentleman by the name of Dave Thompson, and he, I think, actually came to us from Indiana. Of course, McLean County has always been pretty aggressive about having someone, very, very well trained, and I believe he was actually an Indiana Purdue graduate that they found, McLean County at the time was in the top three counties in the nation in terms of ag market value. We were behind only Los Angeles County, California. Can you imagine that? Los Angeles was an ag county at one time, and Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And so McLean County had an image there, and they went across the state line and picked up Dave Thompson to be their first county agent. And we have probably one of the fewest numbers of county agents in the history. As you look at the Extension program, which became right along with Farm Bureau, the Extension county agent and Farm Bureau were one and the same until about the 1950s when the two organizations were separated.
And it's interesting because other organizations, both commercial and financial, grew out of the Farm Bureau.
Exactly right. And that was the impetus was getting the initial group together, and it was the education they were looking for. The Extension side is what brought them together. But very soon after, of course, the 1920s, we got farm tractors and they needed fuel. So an organization like FS, we now know as Growmark here in the community, FS was formed as a result of Farm Bureau efforts. We had farm record keeping. Farmers wanted to do a better job of keeping track of their records, so we had the FBFM system, which is in existence still today. Of course, they needed insurance, and we had an organization called Country Life. Today we call that Country Financial, right here in McLean County as well, for insurance purposes for farmers. Just a host of other things, livestock marketing associations, just a wide variety of groups that formed as a result. Even Corn Belt Energy, the electric company, the rural electric REA movement was occurring in 1938. Farm Bureau hosted a meeting seeing if farmers were interested in getting electricity. They had 1,000 people show up for that meeting that signed up that night saying, yes, we want electricity. So the organization was really key. What separated Extension and Farm Bureau in the 1950s was the fact that Farm Bureau was very involved also in legislative activities and lobbying for laws that would help the farming group. And there was a perception that maybe it wasn't appropriate that we have the education side tied to the lobby side. And so essentially that's what separated Extension and Farm Bureau in the 1950s. There's lots more to talk about, but we've talked about some of those organizations. We've talked about tractor shows already. All of that came as a result of the Farm Bureau. So we can talk more in our next segment about some of the outgrowth of those activities.
Absolutely, Don. We always appreciate having you on, and I learn a little bit more every time. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity.
Don Meyer on the WJBC Ag Hour with McLean County Ag History. We're back on WJBC right after this.